Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 14th chapter, text number 49. Naidaghikam tapam ivadurajaha अलं पटः श्रीलाधार गुणाकरो हृष्ट प्रारधया व्याहितो दुःखी. प्लीज रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन. He will be a virtuously qualified reservoir of all good qualities. He will be jolly and happy in others' happiness, distressed in other distress, and he will have no enemies. He will be a destroyer of the lamentation of all the universes, like the pleasant moon after the summer sun. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj, the exemplary devotee of the Lord, had all the good qualities humanly possible, although he was the emperor of this world. He was not profligate. Beginning from his childhood, he was the reservoir of all good qualities. Without enumerating those qualities, it is said there summarily that he was endued with all good qualities. That is the sign of a pure devotee. The most important characteristic of a pure devotee is that he is not lumpat or licentious. And another quality is that he is always eager to mitigate the miseries of suffering humanity, the most obnoxious misery of the living entity is this forgetfulness of Krishna. A pure devotee, therefore, always tries to evoke everyone Krishna conscious. This is the panacea for all miseries. Yes, sorry, it is a new word for me. I stuck. Technically, that's how I learn. So, in this verse, Srila Prabhupada how nicely explained what is the quality of a pure devotee, so which is all we can see. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned while he is doing Guru Vandana in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you are saying how Vaishnava is so merciful, how the devotee of the Lord, they are so merciful. So they are distressed when they see others' distress. They are happy when they see others' happiness. That's why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote, Paro Dukhe Dukhi. That's the opposite way he wrote a song. Amar Jivan Sada Paperato Nahiko Punner Lesh. Porere udbeg diyechi je koto diyechi jibere klesh. The one line was there, like paro dukhe suki sada mithyavasi paro dukha sukakar. So Srila Prabhupada is describing opposite of that. You know, that's humility of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's he's describing actually what is the a envious person's mentality. Of course, he is a very elevated Vaishnava. But a Vaishnava always humble. Humbleness is the ornaments of a Vaishnava. If there is no humbleness, that means there is something wrong. Once, I think His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj was giving class and he said, when Vaishnava is mature, they will be more simple and more humble. That's two most gross signs everyone can see, not only the devotees. And they're happy. So as Srila Prabhupada described in this verse, so they are actually try to elevate other living entity. That is their only only wishes, only they're only trying to do that. Otherwise, imagine about all the pure devotees, all our guru paramparas. Let's start from Srila Prabhupada. You know, he was 70 years old. There is like he could stay in Vrindavan nicely, chant and do everything. And in fact, when he was asked Sumati Murarji, give me a ticket, and she said, look, you are like my father. So why you will take this much, you know, trouble to go to there and preach there? You don't have to go, you know. There's everybody so fallen. They eat only meat, technically, and they drink alcohol almost 95% people. So what you will go there, what spiritual things you will preach? You know, you may die in that cold. So better you stay in Vrindavan, I'll provide everything for you. So he could stay there, but he didn't. He was thinking about suffering living entity. How many people are suffering in this world? That's what he was thinking. I have to go. Doesn't matter how much I'm suffering. So, but I have to please Krishna, and I have to, you know, let those people to go back to Godhead. That's actually devotee's mood. It is came from where? It came from Srimati. Actually, all the devotional quality comes from Srimati Radharani. She is the reservoir of all qualities. It came from her, you know. That's the incident. Once in Vrindavan, in the forest, bushfire started. So in that bush there was a jackal and it's already half burned, and Srimati Radharani, she was there, and she said to her Sakhi, look, I think there is someone in the bush and they are suffering. So nobody suffer in the Vrindavan, nobody should suffer. This is Vrindavan, Krishna stays here. So I should make sure everything should be pleasant so that Krishna can be pleased. So, and then immediately they went into the bush and they saw one jackal was half burned. And she was describing how living entity, they're burning in this material world with all the miseries. So, what we have to give? We have to give the love of Godhead. So then they can enjoy, they can, you know, actually they can feel the happiness of the bhakti. They can feel the happiness of how, what is the, like if they will connect to Krishna, what is the happiness they will. So then she immediately put her hand on the jackal, and then, you know, of course jackal become, you know, like as it was previous. So that's the compassion of the devotees. They don't like to suffer others. Once Yudhishthir Maharaj, you remember, this is very controversial, subject. He has to go to hell. Some people say that, not devotees, like outside people, they say, because he lie in the Kurukshetra, you know, because he said, Ashwatthama gato iti, gaja, I think. Yeah, that's what he said very silently. So he lied. Actually, Madhvacharya, he said not, because he denied Krishna's order. Krishna said, you say this. So Krishna is what? He is, you know, supreme truth. If he is saying this is truth, we have to follow that. Because where is truth coming from? And how we know which one truth? You know, sometimes our ability is, they have a boundary. It's not unlimited, isn't it? This famous example, like sometime, you know, at the night time there is rope, and sometime we think, oh, there's snake. So, truth, we cannot exactly justify the truth, except Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyway, so he said, this means Yudhishthir Maharaj supposed to accept it, but he didn't. So that's why he went to hell. Anyway, so when he entered in the hellish planet, how he entered? He entered like other people, you know, Yamraj is dragging him into the hell, and then, you know, Yamraj is preparing for punishment. No, because he was a great devotee, and there was a little bit mistake, he just had to go and see. So when he went to hellish planet, and suddenly all the living entity, they feel very pleased. You know, all their suffering went down. And, you know, hellish planet, it's considered like a burning oven. You know, everyone is burning there in different way. So then everyone feel very nicely. And then everyone asking, why suddenly so big change? And then one of the Yamduta said, because Yudhishthir Maharaj came here. And that's why this atmosphere has changed. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj asked Yamraj, what happened, you know, when I entered here, you know, so much like everyone screaming and, you know, so much noise. But what happened, suddenly it stopped. And then Yamraj said, actually, because of your presence, because you are a pure devotee of the Lord, their sin decreased just by your presence. So that's why their suffering automatically, it's reduced. And then what Yudhishthir Maharaj said, you know, better I should stay here. So this living entity, they will be delivered from this miserable condition. It's okay, I can suffer for them. So that's a mentality of a pure devotee. They want benefit for everyone, you know. Even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we know Vasudev, isn't it? He asked from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu is giving, you know, benediction to everyone. You know, everyone asks so many things. What he asks? Oh, my dear Lord, give me all the sinful reaction for all living entity, and I will go suffer on behalf of them and take them to back to Godhead. You know, that's a Vaishnava is paradukhe dukhi. It's not that Vaishnava, you know, give one day charity, one day one shirt and, you know, few hundred plates to the, you know, people, and, you know, they think they are bigger, biggest charity giver, or that's the ultimate charity. It's not. You know, how many times, they're saving only once, but Look the Vaishnava's mentality. They are ready to suffer on behalf of all living entity. How much, you know, courage you need to do that. If you think about suffering millions and billions of years, in fact. So it's not like 1 or 2 months, 1 day or 2 days. They're ready to take all the living entities sinful reaction and they're ready to suffer, you know, eternally. So that much their compassion to other living entities. So later on, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, you know, I bless you. Because you wishing, so now all the living entity I'm taking back to Godhead. So, of course, he don't have to suffer for that. So, that's the quality of Vaishnava. So here, Srila Prabhupada described about Prahlad Maharaj. Very interesting thing. He has said Prahlad Maharaj has no enemy. Is it true? He has no enemy? But how come his father was trying to kill him so many ways? Do you think he's not enemy? Yes, Prabhu.
The only boon he asked to Narsingdev. The only boon. Narsingdev asked him many times, do you want any boon? He said, please save my family.
So the thing is, there will be lot of envious people will envious to those kind of devotees. It's not that there is no enemy means, doesn't mean everybody like them. It's not. It's the way it is, they don't think that person is my enemy. Why? Because they know the law of, the law of karma. If somebody is giving misery, they will take it as this, maybe in past life I have given some misery to that person. So he is just returning that to me. So they don't take it as a common people take. So that's why they don't have, even people feel, oh, he is my enemy, but they never feel that. They have same compassion for that person as well. So that's why it's considered he has no enemy. But there is enemy. So, and it is also important that even the people sometimes they are, you know, very envious, but as a devotee, we have to fix in our own path and, you know, instruction by our spiritual master and the Lord. You see, if Prahlad Maharaj was diverted, what would have happened? He would have died, you know, long back ago. Because he didn't disturb by all these miseries. So in our life also there is a lot of miseries like that. It comes and goes. Always. But we have to fix in our life. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is showing. If we will be fixed in our devotional life, doesn't matter how much miseries will come, we can overcome them. That's the example from his, one of the things we can learn from him. Yeah? And another thing Prabhupada had described, he was not lampata. That's very important. As a devotee, we have to be first preach ourselves and then only we can preach others. There is very famous verse we always say, you know, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Jat. Janma Sarthak Kori Karo Paro Upakar. Prabhupada said so many times. What is means Janma Sarthak? Janma Sarthak, what is means? Yes. First we have to do in our life and make successful our own life. And then we all can preach others. So, first we have to, you know, fix ourselves. If we are lumpered, or you know, what is the English word?
Sensuous.
Sorry?
Sensuous.
Yeah. So, then how we will preach to people? It's very important. So that's why devotees has to be very careful. Mahaprabhu once said, Shukla Vastre Moshibindu Lukano Na Jaye. That means, if in a white clothes, there is a small, blood spot, you cannot hide it. You can see from far away. The same thing, if it is in other clothes, not a problem. People won't notice. But if it is in the white clothes, everyone will notice. So, no. Sannyasir Alpo Chidra Sarvaloke Gai Shukla Vastre Moshibindu Lukano Na Jaye. So, great personalities, if they have a little bit fault, everyone will try to see that. So as a devotee, people will expect us to be nice, gentle, But if we are not, so doesn't matter how much good quality we have, people will see only that one. Oh, look at this. He's devotee and he's doing like that. So that's why Srila Prabhupada he mentioned here. So that's very important. Yesterday was Murari Gupta Prabhu's disappearance. Is it anybody mentioned about that? So Murari Gupta Prabhu, he appeared quite before Mahaprabhu. And he is quite older than Mahaprabhu. And he is very inclined to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was two devotees only. They were, instead of devotee of Krishna, they worship Lord Ramchandra. One is Murari Gupta, and who is second one? Anupam, yes. They, or Ballav. He is the brother of Rupa and Sanatan. So, once, Murari Gupta was like, it is mentioned is Gorganadesha Deepika, he was the incarnation of Hanuman. So, he Hanuman himself. So, he used to perform sometime that past time. Anyway, so, shortcut is, time is going very fast. Once, Murari Gupta, he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. And he said, today you have to take lunch in our home. And he cooked like so much. It's mentioned few hundred people can eat. That much. And then he invited Mahaprabhu and he said, okay, sit here. I will serve you. So today you cannot say no. Just eat, sit and have prasadam, that's it. So he put a big banana leaf, whole banana leaf, not the, tears one, big, whole, big one, and put only rice there, like, big, and pour ghee few kilo. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, ghee was floating, yes. Literally. But don't try at home. You'll be in hospital. So that for Mahaprabhu, okay? We say Rajbhog. Rajbhog, it is instantly give you the feelings, Rajbhog. Raja means king. Offering for king. Are we king? If we eat that, because we are not king, not qualified, what will happen? So, we cannot probably digest that. Krishna can, because he is, king of all kings. So, Rajbhog suitable for him every day, every time, but not for us, make sure. So, anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so much rice, and Mahaprabhu said, come on, how come I'll eat this much? And Murari Gupta said, no, you have to eat. Imagine how many universes there. Billions and trillions, and everyone is offering you, and you are eating simultaneously. Why you can't eat this one? So you have to eat, It don't tricks me. So I don't think so. It is good things, you know, at least. And then, then Mahaprabhu said, okay, I don't want to argue with you. I cannot win anyway. So give me. So top of that, he bought all the preps, you know, so many of them. And then Mahaprabhu ate and he finished them. Okay. And then he said, okay, now drinks this one, give a drink, and again he refills same amount. And Mahaprabhu said, man, I can't eat this much. Why you put again? He said, no, you have to eat again. You know, until I am satisfied, so you have to eat. So imagine if you are in that condition, what will happen? It's not you having prasadam, it's not depend on your satisfaction, it depend on who is serving. Can you imagine what will happen? So that's the position of a god, not easy. Okay. We think, oh, he is so nice. You know, if I'll be in that position, I'll order everyone. No. But in other way, he has to listen from his devotees. That's the loving exchange with the Lord and the devotees. That's it. Krishna is the most, you know, what is called? Superior to all other incarnation. So he has the quality, he exhibits the quality which is very different from others. You cannot do with Lord Vishnu this one. You know, you cannot say, oh, okay, you have to sit it until I am satisfied. No. They say, Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sebhya Manam. They are very, you know, over in reverence they are standing. Anyway, so Murari Gupta, he feel again, and Mahaprabhu ate again, and he again feel. So it's happened several times. And Mahaprabhu said, look, I sat here at lunch time, it's almost at dinner time, so please stop it. Yeah? So now you have to stop. So then Murari Gupta said, okay, you know, no problem, next time. So, and then next time, you know, when Mahaprabhu, after finish his lunch, he sat on the on asana, and then he asked Murari Gupta, Murari, what do you think? Who is superior, Krishna or Ram? And then Murari Gupta said, look, don't trick me. You are the Supreme Personality of God and you know who is superior. Don't tell me. And then he tried to explain all the thing, you know. Look, Ram is Lord Vishnu and Sita is Lakshmi Devi. But why Lakshmi Devi want to participate in the Rasa dance and she couldn't. And then she had to perform austerity in Melbourne, and then all this story went he told. And then Murari Gupta said, what do you want me to do? And then he said, look, if you know Krishna is superior, why we can't worship together Krishna? And then he said, no, actually, I think I am devoted to Lord Ramchandra. And I said, no, you understand. Why you not worship Krishna? So, then Murari Gupta said, okay, I'll try. But, you know, I don't know, somehow or other, I surrendered to Lord Ramchandra. So, then he said, okay, next day, I will give you answer. So, next morning, early morning, he went to Mahaprabhu. Very early. And then his eyes is red and swollen. And he was crying, you know. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what happened? Are you sick? He said, no. So what happened? Why you looks like this? And Murari Gupta said, look, you know, I thought whole night about it. Because, you know, I surrendered myself to Lord Ramachandra. I gave everything. Can you tell me, if I give you something, how come I'll take it back? Can I? So I already sold out my head to Lord Ramchandra's lotus feet. How come I'll take back? He is my Lord. So I don't think so I can do it. So I'm sorry. So, but it's both ways hurting me. One is your instruction, and others, and other hand is my, he's my Lord. So I couldn't do anything, sorry. So I cannot. Lord Ramchandra is my master. So that's for me. But I'm sorry I couldn't, you know, follow your instruction. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, you observing pure devotional service. This is called pure devotion. Doesn't matter which form we are attached, but the matter is we have pure devotion for that or not, I mean that form or not. Lord, all form has same qualities. But except, of course, there is rasa vichar. If you do there is variation of rasa. But no one will feel like less when they will, they will attracted to other form from the Krishna or from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even they say Varaha, Kurma, Narsingha, whatever, you know, form of the Lord, if the person has pure devotion for that form, they will never feel any, you know, what is it called? Yes, any dissatisfaction there will be not. So Mahaprabhu said, yeah, that's the way we should serve, and that's the way we should surrender. That is the example. So, yes, I'm very pleased with you. So, you worship Lord Ramchandra. So, from that onward, if you go to Mayapur, there is a temple, Murari Gupta's place. His house is there still. So, there is Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Hanuman. He is to worship every day. So Murari Gupta Prabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentioned, he's doctor for material life and he's doctor for spiritual life as well. So he was a Kaviraj, you know, like what is called naturopath doctor. Murari Gupta Prabhu ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Oh, sorry, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much for making us laugh today.
Oh.
How did Vasudev Gupta suffer? Can
you tell us? Oh, no, he didn't suffer. No. This is the beauty of Lord reciprocation. They know our mentality. If we are feku Baba, so he will feck us into the hell. But if we are real, he will understand our intention. Bhavagrahi Janardana. No, he didn't suffer. He didn't have to suffer. So, that's why we can cheat others, but not through the Lord. You know, that's why sometimes we can see, you know, lot of show off. But Krishna will pierce through the show off and he will see what is in our heart. So, he really wants. So, that's why, you know.
Thank you, Jai Srila Prabhupada.